you know, I always knew my 30s would be different. I felt like when I turned 30, I was definitely going to maneuver through life, and with every new age, I was going to become more clear about the woman I wanted to be, the person I want to be, and I was going to definitely make decisions and take steps to making that my reality. Welcome to Hey Boo, Let's Chat, the podcast. A podcast about more than just self-love. I'm your host, Michelle Joe, self-love coach and author. This podcast is a place where we talk about love, relationships, self-love, healing, and everything in between. It's kind of like going to the trap and then going to church, or sometimes vice versa. Either way, I give it to you real, and it's always very transparent, but I want it to be something that truly is warm and fullness to your soul and makes you feel good inside. So get comfy and grab a nice drink, whether it's coffee, tea, wine, or water, and let's get cozy and jump into today's episode. Hey, boo. So we're back. I'm back with a brand spanking new episode. It just so happens to be August 31st, which is the last day of the month. And I'm excited for a couple of reasons. For one, it's Virgo season. Woot woot. Your favorite Virgo here. My birthday is Sunday, September 4th. You know, I share a birthday with Beyonce, and so I just know that I'm destined for greatness, on top of just being who I am. And also, Starbucks has this fall drink that is pumpkin spice mixed with everything nice, and it is so good, and every year I wear this drink out, and I made a TikTok video about it that I'm going to post probably tomorrow. But it's so good. It is literally like fall in a cup, and I have it sitting right next to me. So I was just like, what better way to record than to have my favorite drink handy as we move into my favorite season pretty soon, which is the fall season. And also closing a chapter for me, and that is 32. Like, I feel like it went by really fast. But I feel like 32 was packed full of lessons, letdowns, new directions, opened eyes, like the latter part of it, manifestations, like happy times. Like, it was just like a big melting pot full of emotions and experiences. And I know that I set out on a journey and a quest to operate more authentically as Michelle and what that feels like for Michelle. You know, when you grow up in an environment where pretty much everything is planned out for you, everything is, you know, already set, and you really didn't learn the skills of making decisions on your own and just kind of honing in on your individuality, as an adult trying to navigate that, you know, unlearning certain things, going to therapy, you know, walking in, you know, my quote unquote truth, it's a little overwhelming. And at times it's heavy, at times it's exciting, at times I'm just like, what the hell am I doing? And it's just it's a beautiful roller coaster of life. And I'm just learning to embrace it, embrace every dip, embrace every high, every low, like just embrace it, and not try to go around anything, but just go through it and face things head on. Like, that is what I'm learning. And I love that for me. But, you know, in true Michelle fashion, I am a very reflective person, in general. I like to really assess and see, like, okay, well, what worked? What didn't work? Like, what will you never do again? What do you want to do more of? Like, what do you want to add? What do you want to take away? That is the type of person that I am, on a regular basis. But as far as like new age and, new season type of stuff, I'm like super reflective because I'm just like, I want this to be an intentional age. I want this to be an age where I discover way more of who I am and what I like and what I don't like and, becoming more of who I want to be and, really exploring myself creatively and in the wellness space and what that looks like for me, because I feel like as I evolve, as I change, my wants and desires in terms of like a brand changes as well. And that's just that on that. So I decided to write down lesson 32. And in lesson 32, it's seven things that really stuck out to me. And what better way than to bring y'all along with me on this journey? Because, we're family. We are family. Doesn't matter if we've never met in person. Like, we are internet family. I say that all the time on TikTok, and I mean that. I hate just being like, oh, they're my followers. Like, nah, this is not like some cult type junk. Like, no, like we cool, we cousins, let's just hop like straight into it, okay? So number one is one day it all truly clicks. I feel like so much has clicked for me in this last month, which is crazy because I'm just like, yo, like I would have loved to have had things just click the way that they have for me much sooner, much earlier. But it's not my timing. It's God's timing. But one day everything just clicks. And it's something that I can't explain. When I talk to people about this space that I'm in and just how I've evolved and what seems to be of in such a fast way, but not really, because I feel like all the years of self-love, because I've been on this self-love journey since I was like 20 years old. I'll never forget, I hit a rock bottom moment in my life, and I was in the driveway of my parents' house in Florida, because we lived in Jacksonville, Florida. And I was crying, and I was just like, Lord, I need you. I need you, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this, but I need you. And I need you to show me that you're real, and I need for you to save me. And ever since then, we've been walking this thing called life out, and I've been learning how to love myself day after day, month after month, year after year. And I am here to say that. Even in the one day it all just clicks, like it can be years in the making, months in the making, weeks in the making, where it all just clicks. And one thing that practicing manifestation and, prayer and just different things to create the life that I desire, in creating the life that I desire, there's no specific timetable. Like there really isn't. And I had been so timetable, step by step type of woman for so long that it's just like, nah, like sometimes it takes a while. And if you just stop looking at how long it's taking you and just look around at the journey that you're on, one day when it clicks, you'll look up and you're just like, wow, like I didn't even realize I was already here. Because I stopped focusing so much on the timetable of things and I just focused on just being present. So that's my number one. My number two is I am in control of what I accept and tolerate. God knows me. He knows his child. He knows his child will stay in situations and places longer than I should. God knows that I am one that definitely gives more chances than I should. He knows this about me. So I think that I know that at this place in my life, he's just like, look, baby girl, I don't have time for you to finally come around to these things. I'm gonna have to put things in overdrive as I sip. And when I say homeboy was not playing with me, he was not playing with me. And when I tell you, like, he closed doors that honestly, like, I did not expect for him to close. But the peace that he gave me behind it, because with some of them, like, there were still some questions that I had and, things like that. And I didn't want to know him. I didn't want to know him. I didn't go seeking the answers. I didn't go seeking, like anything. Like, I just let it be. And that's new for me, not gonna lie. But the peace that he has given me and has been like super encouraging through it all. Because I think, like, when, doors are closed for us, or, we move on in a different place and different direction, and maybe the people or the things that we wanted to be there aren't there. Like, nah, like, it's not like there's no emotion attached there. Because I'm the type of person, like, yeah, like, I might not be in contact with you, every single day, but, I will think about, people and miss this time or miss that time, or just reminisce on, like, when things were good and things were simple or whatever. And I used to be the type of person that would like reach out, and it's just like, I don't do that anymore. Like, I take it for what it is and cherish the memory, but keep moving on in my life, moving on. Because I think for me, like, I had a really hard time with letting go of my past and not dibbling and dabbling in the past. And one commitment that I've made to myself is, I'm not gonna be stuck so stuck in my past that I hinder or I prolong, getting to my future or what's waiting for me in my future. Because who's to say, like, the things that were in my past that I feel like I quote unquote lost, who's to say that there's not better? When 9 times out of 10, there's always better. We just have to be bold and courageous enough to believe that and believe that we're deserving, that we will receive our better. Number three, maturity and growth are different, but walk hand in hand. Being completely transparent, I've always known that I was growing. Like, when I go to therapy, when I read books, and, just regular school of life type of stuff, I always knew I was growing. But, it wasn't until I had a conversation with my parents, not too long ago. And I was so proud of myself, because one thing about me is, like, if you're not telling me what I want to hear, or, if it's not in line with what I want to do, like, I can tend to be defensive. And I can tend to really just kind of shut you down and shut it out. And this had been my pattern for a long time. And through the years, I've gotten better, in certain situations. At times, I still, struggle or have not responded or shown up the best. Because I'm not perfect, nor do I want to be. But I could tell, like, within that conversation, I genuinely listened. Like, I wasn't even listening to, like, respond, but, like I told them, I was just like, at the end of the day, I know that what you're saying is coming from a place of love. I know that what you're saying is, just you being a parent. And I said, I respect that. And I said, one thing that I'm learning is that just because we don't see eye to eye does not mean we have to have some knockout, drag out type of argument or bickering back and forth. Like, I can hear you out. I can tell you how I feel and respond, and we can still peacefully come together, knowing that we were both heard, knowing that, however we need to set up boundaries or, moving forward looks for us, making sure that everybody is respected in the process. But it can be all good. Like it doesn't have to be, a bad thing, because you're necessarily saying something that I don't like. Like, we're not always gonna agree. We're not always gonna see eye to eye. And I'm just learning that I can only control Michelle. And so it's just like, I want to create space for those that care about me and love me to have the liberty and freedom to say what they need to say when they have something on their heart, especially when it's not disrespectful or anything crazy. Like, when you just know it's coming from a place of love, it's like, just listen to me. So I'm definitely learning that. And in that, it really allowed me to see my maturity. And even my sister said it, because I was talking to my sister about it, and she was just like, that's really mature of you. I was like, yeah, I don't know. I was like, I just saw it from a different perspective, and it's just like, this is something I've been trying to work on for so long. And I was just like, I feel like it just clicked. So I'm working on continuing to mature, continuing to allow my growth to kind of usher me into my maturity as well. Number four, in order for me to create the life I desire, I have to make different decisions and have to have the actions to back it up. I think that it's one thing to just say all the right things because it sounds good. It's a totally different thing to put the action behind it. Not every decision is easy. Not every decision is hard. Not every change in life or habit in life is hard to change. Some are harder than others. It's just like it's interchangeable. And, I'm coming to learn that in me wanting to live a certain life is going to require a certain version of me. And it's sometimes going to be uncomfortable. It's sometimes going to be very comfortable. Like, it's just different. Like, it's different. It's just like seasons. It's just like you go through different seasons, and some are better than others. And I'm just learning to respect the process. To respect the process and not act like I don't know this is how life operates. Like, sometimes I feel like we maneuver through life as if, like, dang, like stunned and surprised that there are highs and lows of life. And, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Like, we know what's up. And it's just like, if I know what's up because I've gone through some things, then I can be better prepared when I'm faced with things. It might be different situations and circumstances, but I know how to show up in this way. And yeah, sometimes I might be emotional, or it might try to trigger my anxiety or whatever. Like, I'm not saying like just be null and void of like feelings. Like, nah. But even in my feelings, after I get control of my feelings, I can choose how I want to show up. And I think that's the beautiful thing of life, is that we have a choice. Like, we have a choice every single day. Like, how do I want to show up? Do I want my anxiety to get the best of me? Do I want, depression to, just loom and linger with me all day? Like, no, I can do something. Like, even if that do something is go outside and go for a walk, even if that do something is, write one page of the book you're working on, or, whatever your something is, it's just like we can always do something, period. Number five, my emotions are tied to my manifestations. Let me tell you something. I went through a really tough period these past few months, from loss to grief to just feeling really down on myself and not liking the person that I was. Like, my anxiety and my depression, really depression, was like at an all-time high. And then after that, my employment changed, and I just felt like I couldn't catch a break. And I had my emotions like in the moment, But I'll never forget that I felt like God was telling me to trust him. Like he was telling me, like, I will take care of you, but I need you to take care of your emotions. I need you to take care of your thoughts. Like, you take care of those things, I'll take care of everything else. And it was just like, although I was going through this, for one, I didn't tell everybody. I only told really a select handful of people. I was very conscious about keeping my morning routine, and even in my journal, like, I practiced scripting where, you know, I began to write about the things that I was believing God for, like, as if they had already happened in the present tense. You know, and even in moments where fear and doubt and worry tried to creep in, like, I put on my headphones, I started dancing to either Beyonce or, you know, put up some Kirk Franklin, you know, and just started to affirm myself to let the negativity know, like, yo, you don't have a place here. Like, God is taking care of me up until this point, and who am I to question if he'll continue to do so? Like, just because I see and I know what it looks like, I can control my attitude. I can control my emotions. So therefore, if I can control that, I'm going to do and be the best that I can be with what I have. So it was just like, I was walking by faith and definitely not by sight. And so when the new job offer came in, you know, 2 weeks after getting the news about my job, I was just like, I was stunned, because through the whole thing, I had such a good attitude. I was so sure. I was so positive. I just knew something was going to come through. Like, as the interviews came through and things like that, I was like, you're going to take care of me. And even now, like, in the process, like, I'm like, you're going to take care of me. You're going to bless me. You're going to continue to have your hand on my life. Like, I don't have to worry about the how. I just need to focus on doing my part, doing what I can do, and showing up the best way that I can, and you will handle the rest. And the peace that he has given me, not only with my job, but just with other areas of my life and just life in general, has been unmatched. And to an extent, even when I got the call about the job, like, I was stunned. Like, I was speechless. I was just like, oh my God, like, this really worked. Like, this ish really worked. Like, I'm going to continue to do this, you know? So I want to always, like, set myself into a place to hear, you know? I don't want so much clutter and things like that to be going on in my mind that I can't hear. So that's that on that. But number six, I don't need anyone else's approval to be me. You know, one thing that I've discovered in the year, you know, with 32 is that I kept operating as if other people were the only ones that had a choice. I kept operating in a space where I felt like me having to prove myself or show someone why I'm special, why I'm this, why I'm that, was only their choice. And I finally got to a place where I was just like, wait a minute. Like, for one, no one should ever have to convince someone to be with them, to befriend them, to, you know, stick around or whatever the case may be. Like, it should never be to the point where it's just like you're proving your worth and your value to someone, to be in someone's life. It's just like we both are making withdrawals, deposits, and things of that nature. But I don't want to be so focused on trying to show you what I add to your life that I totally negate the simple fact that I have needs too. And oftentimes I forgot that. I forgot that Michelle has needs of her own that need to be met. But if I'm constantly pouring into other people and my focus is constantly on meeting the needs of someone else, when do I have time to evaluate how I'm feeling, how I'm doing? Are my needs getting met and things of that nature? And I'm just in a place right now where it's just like, regardless of if I'm with someone or not, Michelle is going to be a priority. Like, I can love, I can show up for my significant other, I can pour into my significant other, all that stuff. Like, I can be present, But I also need to understand that even in the midst of family, significant other, one day children, career, job, all this other stuff, coaching clients, like Michelle is also top tier. Michelle is also a priority. So if I need a self-care day, take it. If I'm drained emotionally or I need something to fill me up, I'm gonna do it and I'm gonna voice it. I'm not gonna hold in my feelings and my emotions. I'm not gonna suppress, how I feel at the expense of not being confrontational. Like, I'm not going to turn the blind eye to someone doing something that doesn't sit well with me or doesn't seem right. Like, I'm not gonna make excuses for people and their treatment of me because ultimately I'm treating you how to treat me, try to treat me. And also co-signing what's okay and what's not. Like, I'm holding myself to a higher standard because I know that my energy is top tier. I know that my vibe is one of a kind and it's unmatched. I know that I'm all around just a solid and good woman, good friend, good daughter, good, person. And it's just like, I cannot continue to bargain with people that cannot see that or only want to pay half price. Like, no, it's either 100% or that's or nothing. Like, period. And I don't need to continue to say like, oh, I'm not perfect. And like, I know I'm not perfect. Like, it's no brainer that I have imperfections and I'm still growing and things like that. But I would much rather be aligned with someone who is working on themselves, that is growing, that is doing their work for themselves to be a better person than a person who is totally oblivious to the work that they need to do, but can pinpoint everything that someone else needs to do. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm good with Michelle. Like, I finally come to that realization and I finally just like got on my boat for me, like advocating for me after feeling as if I needed others' approval, feeling as if I needed other people to also co-sign for me. And it's just like, nah, like, I'm good with Michelle. I'm good where Michelle is. I know where she's going. I know what I'm doing. Like, I don't have to explain that to anybody. Like, and that's on that. And that's period. And my last one I have is growth and imperfections can and will exist at the same time. It's so tricky because it's just like you're growing and you're becoming a different version of yourself in some ways, but you're still unlearning and you're still sometimes, at least me, battling the limiting beliefs and the doubts and the things like that. And it's just like, how in the world can I be so confident on one hand, and then on the other hand, in situations that trigger me to make me feel not so confident. And even like not in situations, but some days not really feeling the best about myself. And it's just like it's interchangeable. And I think that I put a lot of pressure on myself to live up to this expectation that, oh, I got my ish together because I know things that, I've grown into, or I know that I'm self-aware and just different things like that. And it's just like I've just come to realize and I've come to understand that with all of that, I'm still very much so imperfect and flawed. Like, I'm not going to, just because I know how to communicate well, that doesn't negate the simple fact that sometimes I will not communicate clearly and well. Just because, I'm confident in who I am and, I'm sure about who I am, that doesn't mean that I'm not gonna have moments of insecurity or I'm gonna need a boatload of reassurance because my anxiety, is trying to get the best of me. And, even when it comes to my feelings and my emotions, like, yes, just because I'm aware of them and I can sometimes pinpoint like where they're coming from, I still have a hard time sharing my emotions and my feelings like in the moment. Like, sometimes I need a lot of processing time and to be able to trust the person and to know that me being vulnerable is not going to backfire on me or be used against me in the moment or at a later time. So it's just like I've come to know like it requires patience. I require patience from others and from myself. You know, like one thing that I know for sure is that I don't want to continue to be so caught up in, you know, pleasing other people or making myself this person for other people just to say, oh, I want to be with you, or oh, I want to be connected to you, or whatever. That I totally like just forget that I need patience with me too. I need to make myself a priority too. I need to spend time with me too. I need to have alone time with me too. Like, honey, ain't nothing wrong with the alone time, because, baby, I will spend some time by myself, okay? Like, just me and my dog. Like, I am perfectly fine here in my apartment. Like, no problem at all. Oh my God, I just yawned. But yeah, you know, I've learned that although I'm growing, like I'm still working through my imperfections, and I'm still learning how to deal with them when they do come up. And that's my seven, my lesson 32. But you know, I just really hope that, you know, this, if you can, you know, identify with any of these, or, you know, you understand, you know, where I'm coming from on some of these. Like, I just encourage you to give yourself grace and to love yourself through the not so lovable and easy seasons and phases, but also relish and just enjoy the moments of happiness and joy and peace and rest. Like, let's not forget the bright side of things. Like, let's not be so focused on just doing the work and it looks like this and it feels like this, and that we forget, like, wait, there's a bright side to all of this, you know. And I have high expectations for this new age, for 33. Like, I just know it's going to be mind-blowing in such a positive way. I know that I'm going to be so much more confident and solid in who I am. Like, I just know that so many things are going to blossom and bloom for me. I don't doubt it at all. And I just greet it with great expectation. I greet it with clarity, with peace, like happiness, like all the things and the lessons that I will learn and the experiences that I will have and that I will create. I just feel like it'll all just be so beautiful. It will really be beautiful. But I am going to finish my drink because I know I'm gonna have to take Winnie outside at some point in time. And so, you know, I just hope that you guys are doing well. I appreciate every person that presses play on this podcast. All of you who share, when you leave comments and things like that, like, I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciative for each and every one of you. And, you know, I look forward to continuing to build this community with you. So don't forget to subscribe, to like, to share. You can even, you know, tell me the impact that this podcast has, or if you have a question that you would like to for me to read anonymously on the podcast, you can email heyboo@gmail.com. Again, that is heyboo@gmail.com. Wishing you all so much love and light. Until next time, be safe.